Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Cattle futures market today sold off at the end after being higher this morning. Feeders were 20 to 75 lower, and then live cattle finished today 15 to 50 higher here on the live cattle. Trade today did develop a little bit on the Fed Cattle Exchange. There were 1,732 head listed, of which 784 sold. The average on a 1 to 9 day delivery price was 108.01, so right in line with last week. I think overall, compared to what people were expecting, it was a little bit disappointing here, but still 108 developed, and after that's when the board kind of got soft. Live cattle were nearly $1.10 off their highs, and with October at 109.22. At midday, the box beef prices were a little bit lower on choice. It was down 20 cents at 197.67. So maybe that contributed a little bit to the downside. But overall, it looks like that cash at 108 is pretty neutral with last week. Packer margins are currently estimated to be around $167 a head, which is pretty strong, while feedlot margins are somewhere around $26 a head.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures were steady here today. We had corn down 1.5 cents, beans up 2.5 to 3 cents, and then wheat's 5 to 6 cents lower. The kind of the backstory, what's going on here over the last couple of weeks, is the harvest is moving along at a little bit slower pace than what would be considered normal. Corn harvest is 17% complete. It's normally 26. Beans 22%, also normally 26. And a lot of the slowness is due to rainfall. Which is kind of odd that the another problem we're having is the Mississippi River water levels are lower than what they normally are for this time of year. So there's a little bit of a backlog in barge traffic. And matter of fact, barge freight is the highest it's been in about 6 years. So we're getting a backlog at the ports as they have nowhere to offload beans and corn into the barges. And the barges have nowhere to go. So it's kind of interesting seeing that, and the Mississippi River basis levels are going down because of it, and what that'll end up trickling all the way back to the field as harvest is trying to progress. Yesterday, FC Stone updated their production numbers. They upped them both for corn and beans to more reflect closer to what the USDA has estimated, and tomorrow morning we have Informa going to update theirs. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.